Saturday afternoon when, quote, pro-Palestinian demonstrators, close quote, blocked I-5 just north of the convention center. It was only several dozen who actually blocked the freeway. Five people aiming, slowing down their cars and then parking them on the freeway at an angle to prevent any cars from getting through. They stayed there for hours. The backup was miles. Miles and miles, and the protesters decided that it was more important for them to make a statement than it was for these people to go where they were needing to go. Here's part of Como Force coverage. Again, this was Saturday early afternoon.
The group of nearly 100 people stood in the freeway between Denny and Olive in Seattle and used their cars to block the road. Como's Paul Rivera has more.
Free, free, free Palestine!
4 hours!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Pro-Palestinian protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza sat in the middle of northbound Interstate 5 in Seattle, shutting it down.
The message is that there shall be no business as usual while there's a genocide happening.
We're gonna be here as long as we can be.
A few hundred yards away, State Patrol stood by, patiently watching it all. This protest caused a mess for traffic. Drivers had to be detoured. We saw first responder vehicles that were stuck or trying to get through the area.
What do you say to people that are just everyday Seattleites trying to get somewhere that are upset you're causing this disruption?
So we hear you, and we apologize for the inconvenience. The goal and the target is not commuters. That's an unfortunate byproduct. But the goal really is to send a clear message of disapproval.
The whole purpose was to block traffic. It wasn't a byproduct. This honest jerk.
That's approaching gaslighting right there. Oh, we apologize for the inconvenience. No, you don't.
You created the inconvenience.
Yeah, that's totally
and you did
insincerity.
It on purpose. Now, if these had been, Make America Great Again baseball hat wearing Donald Trump supporters blocking traffic, you would have had the governor and Dow Constantine and the mayor and
Ferguson.
Number of state legislators and county council members and Attorney General Bob Ferguson vowing to prevent this kind of hate demonstration from preventing freedom of mobility for people. But it wasn't a demonstration by Trump supporters. It was a group of anti-Semites. Again, you heard almost 100, meaning people who easily could have been herded aboard buses and arrested and the cars they had towed. Do you know what finally ended the blockade? The shutdown? It started to rain. They were getting wet and it wasn't fun anymore. So they decided to stop. But they left the cars there to keep the traffic blocked. Again, this is what those demonstrators think of you. Utter contempt. There could have been people in medical distress on their way to University Hospital. They didn't care. They don't care. Or on their way to some other medical center, or it could have been someone with some other kind of emergency, people getting to a wedding, people getting to a funeral. They didn't care. Just too bad. So there was no statement issued by Governor Inslee. There was no statement issued by Bob Ferguson. There was no, who still hasn't gotten around to criticizing Antifa violence. He'll talk forever about January 6th. He won't talk about people throwing blocks of concrete at police officers right here in Seattle during the summer of 2020. There was no press conference from Dow Constantine or Bruce Harrell or from any legislators. They just, as they always do, when there's violence and intolerance and bigotry from the political left, they just look away.
And Governor Inslee has an easy opportunity to criticize this blockade of I-5. Think of all the tailpipe emissions from the backed up traffic, the clogged traffic. This is Jay Inslee's cause celebre.
And yet
he should be.
And yet he restrained himself from speaking.
Exactly. Now. He should be the first person to speak out about the unnecessary excessive traffic congestion and all the carbon emissions that are emitted because of it.
Well, somebody, one politician, one political figure has spoken up about it. Dave Reichert. The same Dave Reichert who, when he was county sheriff, was running down the block during WTO chasing a lawbreaker while Norm Stamper and the Seattle Police Department were wringing their hands about what to do because Paul Schell, the mayor, wanted the police department to use a soft touch. Paul Schell, the mayor, who later criticized Dave Reichert for overreacting and running after a... It was somebody who either threw something at the cops or did something. They weren't just marching. Anyway, Dave Reichert, who went on to serve more than a dozen years in Congress, is now running for governor. And he issued a statement straight away. Quote, like many of you, this is the statement he issued. It's not very long. Like many of you, I'm tired of watching the few violate the rights of the many. I'm tired of those few not respecting the rights and freedoms of their families, friends, and neighbors. Today's protest displayed the continual disintegration of our society. The voices of Americans should be heard. We all have that right. Those voices can be raised and more likely listened to when presented lawfully, peacefully, and respectfully. Blocking traffic for hours on I-5 stomps on the rights of others, is not respectful, and creates serious safety concerns. This disrespectful and unlawful display not only prevents first responders from going to emergency calls, but disrupts the lives of thousands. Well, well said, Dave Reichert. And again, there were a lot, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the freeway overpasses watching what was going on, but it was only about 100 people who actually, and just a few dozen who blocked traffic, and then several dozen more went down to join them. This thing should have been, again, first of all, it should have been anticipated because it happened in Portland. It's happened in other cities. And it's the same tactic, block traffic. And so, number one, it should have been anticipated. Number two, there should have been a plan available that if this happens, if people start, you know, chaining themselves together and blocking the freeway or using cars to block the freeway, we'll get those cars moved straight away, the people responsible arrested. But instead, you heard the news report. They just kind of stood around and watched. And again, what ended it was not any appeal to conscience. it was not the threat of arrest. It was when it started to rain. Here's Como 4's Paul Rivera.
Seattle police issued dispersal orders, but those were ignored. Eventually, it was...
They were ignored. What a shock that was. They issue an order and it was ignored. Now what are you going to do? Stand here and issue a... I mean, where do we get our strategy? The United Nations? Strongly worded letter if you don't follow this dispersal order. Anyway, let's continue.
the weather that may have helped clear all this out as the cold rain turned into hail and there was lightning in the sky. But protesters left a line of cars to block the interstate. Those cars were towed away, and the protesters will now have to go get them. It is illegal to block an interstate, but Washington State Patrol says no arrests have been made. However, they are still investigating.
That was Como's Paul Rivera reporting. Como asked why it took law enforcement so long to move in. WSP says they didn't have enough resources and needed to call in extra people to safely deal with the protest.
There you have it. Once more, in Seattle, intolerant lawbreaking, no consequences. But again, you'll notice, because there have been a lot of Jewish rallies and demonstrations and protests, you don't see them blocking traffic. You don't see them damaging property. When you block traffic like that, what you're really showing is contempt, not just for, you're not showing support for Gaza. Nothing you do on a freeway in Seattle is going to change anything that's going on in the Middle East. Nothing. But it's an excuse to show contempt for people you hate. It's an excuse to, if you can't wreck their day, at least make it really inconvenient. It's a reminder that their rights are subordinate to your entitlement. I'm entitled to support Gaza, therefore I will block traffic because I want to block traffic. And once again, no consequences, not even a statement from the mayor of Seattle, from the county executive in King County, from the governor of Washington State, from any legislator. No one has an unkind or critical word to say about this outrageous action, except Dave Reichert, saying that he's tired of seeing the few violate the rights of the many and that blocking for traffic, quote, stomps on the rights of others. Exactly right.